The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
UN-backed body for monitoring world hunger is today expected to declare famine in Gaza City for the first time. The Integrated Food Security Phase classification has declared just four famines since it was established in 2004. Now, what is required is that at least 20% of households face an extreme lack of food, at least 30% of children suffer acute malnutrition, and two people for every 10,000 die every day due to outright starvation. So this declaration for Gaza City will come the morning after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu approved a full assault on the city, warning medical officials and international organizations to evacuate the entire population of 1 million residents to the south before the IDF move in. Fawaz Gurgaz, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics, joins me now. Fawaz, good morning.
Good morning.
Many developments in Gaza over the last 48 hours, I suppose, but the decision by, first of all, the Minister for Defence, then the Cabinet, and then reiterated by Netanyahu, they are going to take Gaza City. This will cause untold harm and suffering.
Well, naturally, I mean, the entire world, with the exception of the United States and Germany, are calling on Israel to end the war, to allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza, to accept the ceasefire, which is on the table. Hamas accepted the ceasefire, which was previously, which had been previously accepted by Israel. The reality is, I mean, I think Benjamin Netanyahu and his extremist coalitions have revealed their hand. They want to destroy the prospects of a Palestinian state by building new settlements on the West Bank, the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem, dividing the West Bank into two parts, and also have permanent security presence in Gaza. This is the reality, and I think Benjamin Netanyahu will most likely do it. And the reason why, there is impunity. So even though 21 nations basically signed a letter calling on Israel to reverse its decision, no punitive actions, no sanctions. And to complicate the situation is that Donald Trump, who's the only man who can end this war, basically said just a couple of days ago that Benjamin Netanyahu is a war hero. Benjamin Netanyahu is a good man.
He by the way, in that same remark where he said Netanyahu is a war hero, he said, of course, I'm a war hero myself. I sent in those planes. He was talking about Iran. So I reckon, I guess, I'm a war hero too. This is a man who's a draft dodger.
You're absolutely. I mean, the big point, what I'm trying to say is that despite the condemnation by the international community, despite the outcries by international humanitarian organizations, including the United Nations and various humanitarian groups, despite the catastrophic humanitarian situation, the famine, the starvation, the death toll of the Palestinians now, over 62,000 people, and this is, it's an underestimated number, more than 190,000 injured. Just to give you an idea what we're talking about today, the lead article in The Guardian, a Guardian investigation, with an Israeli-Palestinian newspaper based on classified Israeli military intelligence, which shows that 83% of those killed in Gaza, 3%, that is 5 out of 6 Palestinians who are killed, who have been killed, are civilians, according to classified Israeli military data. And this tells you a great deal. I mean, we know exactly what's happening in Gaza. It's not just about genocide, what Israel is trying to do to ethnically cleanse Gaza. You just said that Israel has ordered the groups and, Palestinians and international medical organization and humanitarian aid to evacuate 1 million Palestinians from Gaza City to the south on the Egyptian-Palestinian border. The story is becoming clearer by the day, what Netanyahu and his extremist coalition are trying to do, not only to destroy the habitat, to make Gaza unlivable. It's no longer livable, but to really force the bulk of the Palestinian population out of Gaza and basically bring about their dream, their hope of a greater Israel.
Now, at the same time, he's rejected the ceasefire deal, which Hamas has accepted. But then he goes on to say he's ordered his negotiating team to resume negotiations for a peace. Now, looking at this on face value, you might say that might represent some positivity. But on the other hand, it would appear to me, at any rate, that this is just a sop to Trump to say, you know, if you want the peace prize, well, I'm your man. I'm going to negotiate for peace, but no ceasefire. Well,
you know, Pat, I don't think Trump have differing opinions on Gaza. In fact, the Americans have given Benjamin Netanyahu a green light to do whatever it deems necessary. This is not analysis. These are facts. President Trump has said, repeatedly said, Israel knows what's its best for its own security. Israel should do whatever it deems important for itself. To give you an idea what happened last night, Benjamin Netanyahu had a television interview with Australian television. He was asked, I mean, this is these public information. Okay, let's say that if Hamas releases all Israeli hostages, will you still continue to really invade Gaza? He said, yes, we will have a permanent military presence. We want Hamas to lay down its arms. We want to demilitarize Gaza. We want to have a free security hand in the same way that we have in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. This is Benjamin Netanyahu talking last night. So regardless whether the hostages are released or not, and I hope they are released today, not tomorrow, Benjamin Netanyahu has a greater ambition. And the greater ambition, as he said he feels he has a historical and religious responsibility to bring about greater Israel. That means destroying the prospects of a Palestinian state. That means having permanent presence in Syria, in Lebanon, and looking at Jordan itself as an alternative state, a Palestinian state, as opposed to being a Jordanian state. So what we're talking about here really is more of a nihilistic religious project led by Netanyahu and his extremist right coalition members. And they have finally revealed their cards. We're not analyzing what they are saying. We're just repeating what they are saying repeatedly, multiple times in Israel and also to Western media as well.
Now, the quest to take over Gaza City entirely, which means the removal of 1.07 million people to the south, will be accomplished using, you know, extreme military tactics, one presumes, bombing buildings and putting gases down tunnels, whatever else they do. But how willing is the IDF to follow the instructions now of the armchair generals? Because I'm sure many of these troops are war weary. Many of the troops don't like what they've seen or what they've been required to do.
Well, I mean, we know, Pat, that is, the military does not really see eye to eye with Benjamin Netanyahu. We know that the chief of staff and the top military commanders have basically made their objections and opposition very clear. But at the end of the day, it seems to me that the political leadership has the final say. And despite all the objections, despite the outcry by former military and intelligence officials, despite the opposition by a large number of Israelis, as you know, last Sunday, almost 500,000 Israelis protested. They wanted the war to end. They wanted to bring their beloved one, the hostages, home. 70%, according to Israeli public opinion polls, 70% of Israelis want the war to end. But despite everything, despite the opposition by the entire world, with the exception of the United States and Germany, that Benjamin Netanyahu seems to be basically determined to go on a permanent war because his own political future is online. And also, I think we have underestimated this kind of really puritanical fundamentalist religious vision about Greater Israel, in which finally he said it. He said he feels a historical and spiritual and religious responsibilities to bring about the idea, the notion, the project of Greater Israel, which really means destroying the fundamental foundation of Palestinian state.
It also, and we played some material on the program yesterday where, you know, the very Orthodox Jewish people don't want to be conscripted. They don't want to fight. And we also played a clip from a historian saying that this could be the end of Judaism as we understand it, that Zionism worldwide will replace Judaism, which will make life very uncomfortable for many Jewish people who do not support Zionism at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a huge debate inside Israel about conscription, military conscription. Here is really the sad irony that even though a majority of Israelis want to bring their home, this is a question we don't, it's not debatable. But at the end of the day, you have a solid majority of Israelis who really do not care about the suffering of the Palestinians, who do not really care about the genocide that's unfolding in Gaza. They really don't care about the killing of Palestinian children and women and civilians. And this is by itself, it raises really serious, painful questions. Are we really talking about Netanyahu and his, you know, extremist coalitions? Or are we talking about really the implicit and explicit consent of Israeli society in what's happening in Gaza? Even the 500,000 Palestinians who protested against Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday, not even a single word about the suffering and loss of the Palestinians. I mean, imagine, of course, we keep repeating the point, Israeli hostages should not have been taken in the first place. They should be released, period. But the reality is, when you have at least 62,000 Palestinians killed, with almost 19,000 Palestinian children killed, not even, I mean, the Israeli public seems to be blind and deaf to the pain and loss and the suffering of the Palestinians. And this really raises serious, painful questions about the ideology, the extremist ideology, and the racism that's deeply embedded now in the structure of Israeli society.
Fawaz, thank you very much for joining us. Fawaz Gurgis, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.